Hey, it's time to wake up, sweetie. That's right. Did you sleep okay? Yeah? Even with the bone gag? Oh, good boy. See, I told you you'd get used to it. Here, let me open your cage. Mommy has a big day planned for you, puppy. Oh, no, don't worry. You're not in trouble, I promise. Here, just come on out. Come crawl to your collar like mommy taught you. Good boy. There you go. Such an obedient boy today. And now your paws. Good. And the other one. Perfect. Now, face down. You didn't expect mommy to forget your tail, did you? Much better. Much smoother, too, boy. I think you may have loosened up a bit back there. Or. At least it's much easier without you struggling. But we learned our lesson about that, didn't we? Oh, baby, don't look away. Mommy knows her puppy can't help himself sometimes. I forgave you after your spanking, don't worry. How many times have I told you now? As long as you do what mommy says, there's nothing to be afraid of. Now, let's take off that gag and do you remember what to do, boy? What? What do you think you're looking at up there? My boots, puppy. How many times do I have to teach you? You crawl to your collar, get your paws and tail, then kiss my. Sweetheart, I'm sorry. No, don't cry. Come here. I know. Shh. It's not your fault. This is exactly what I wanted to talk to you about today. I've been going about this all wrong, haven't I? I'm sorry, pet. I know. I never should have given you so much freedom to begin with. See, Mommy thought that if she kept you in a cage, you'd learn to depend on her. And, oh, don't worry, baby. I'm not criticizing you. Mommy knows you've made lots of progress already. I mean, remember the beginning? You were such a brat, weren't you, boy? Screaming at me, refusing to eat. How many days was it before you were finally ready for your bowl? Three? And one more since I decided to make you beg for it, right? Hey, there. Don't be embarrassed. Stop squirming. Just let mommy pet you. I said, hold still. Better. The point is, you've come a long way from that angry, deluded little boy, haven't you? The problem is just, well, even now, look at you, always so withdrawn. You should be panting with excitement when mommy comes to play with you. But I figured it out. Don't worry. The problem is the cage, isn't it? You have far too much time to yourself in there. You forget your lessons, get distracted, think for yourself. And mommy told you how dangerous that is, hasn't she? After all, you still remember what happened the time you tried to escape, don't you? Good boy. Mommy thought so. So, from now on, are you ready, puppy? From now on, Mommy's decided to train you 24/7. Doesn't that sound nice? Well, how would Puppy know? You don't even know what that means, do you? For one, it means you get to wear your collar, paws, and tail all the time. It's well past time we weaned you off your fingers, anyway. Don't think Mommy hasn't heard you touching yourself at night. That's got to stop. No, no, I won't cage it. I promise not to, so long as you eat your dinner, remember? And Mommy never lies, does she, boy? Mm-hmm. So you just keep cleaning your bowl every meal, and Mommy will take care of your naughty puppy needs. Hey, hey, you're squirming again. Come on, would you really rather use your paws? Well, maybe sometime, if you're a very good boy. But I'm worried that your little toy has been giving you delusions of independence. It belongs to Mommy as much as the rest of you, so Mommy will take care of it from now on. Understood? I hear you trying to whine, pet, but I also feel you growing down there. Why is it so hard to admit that you like the thought of Mommy controlling your cock from now on? I guess I've given you too much credit, huh? You're still a bit of a brat. But that's all right, puppy. Mommy's gonna cure all that today, I promise. Now, give my boots those kisses you owe and go fetch your leash. Oh, good boy. Such a good boy. Mwah. I'm sorry I'm getting flustered, baby. I've just dreamed of this since I adopted you. My obedient little puppy, leash in his mouth, begging Mommy to take him to the next stage of his training. Well, I guess you're not technically begging yet. Go ahead and fix that, boy. Now. Uh-huh. That's right. Paws up, back straight. Good boy. Go ahead and wag your tail a little, too. Oh, look at puppy blush. Is that you remembering what happened last time I asked? And you refused? That was a fun punishment, wasn't it? Or is it just because you feel so good obeying me now? Uh-oh, pet. Your other tail is giving you away. Looks like little Mr. Never Gonna Do Any Tricks didn't know himself as well as he thought, huh? Well, Mommy doesn't want to say she told you so, but... Oh, no, not again. Baby, shh. It's all right. I know it hurts your little puppy brain when Mommy reminds you how right she was about you. About everything. But you... Sweetie, you... Don't still think you're strong or smart enough to escape, I hope. Or rather, more importantly, you're not proud enough to want to escape, are you? Oh, good boy. Look at those little puppy dog eyes. You can't see yourself, so you don't know how much different you looked the last time I asked you that. It was right after you had tried And you were so scared. Of course, fear is temporary. But now, you realize you're better off under my control, don't you? Oh, Mommy's so proud of you. But you're not quite there, little one. I know. You're still afraid to accept what you are. But really, you've already accepted it, sweetheart. Want to know how Mommy knows? Because what you're really afraid of, your only fear for some time now, is that you might do the wrong thing. Or disobey Mommy and suffer for it. Well, don't be afraid, pet. You'll have the chance to solve both of those problems real soon. So give Mommy your leash and follow. Come on, puppy. Come on in. That's right. You've never been here before, have you? This is Mommy's bedroom. Oh, why are you looking at the cage? Do you miss yours already? Well, we'll get to that. For now, come up on the bed with me. Come on, boy. It's okay. You have Mommy's permission. Get up here. There you go. There's a good... Oh, what was that little whine? Well, it is the softest thing you've been on in a while, isn't it? Do you like it, puppy? Well? If not, I can kick you right back off. Yeah, that's what I thought. Good boy. Now, cuddle up nice and close. There you go. That's right. Oh, did puppy just put his paws around me? Did I give you permission for that? No, keep them there. I'll let it slide just this once. Look at you. So affectionate all of a sudden. I said, keep them there. You're so adorable. You know that? My little boy trying to act all tough when he can't even resist giving Mommy a hug. Maybe because Puppy secretly needs a hug too? Uh-huh. Yes, you do. Oh, look at you shuddering. Don't worry, baby. This is just your training paying off. Oh, come on. Did you really not notice? Or did you really think you were being defiant all this time? Well, maybe from Puppy's perspective, but make no mistake. One of Mommy's happiest memories is the first time Puppy didn't flinch when she touched him. And the first time he bit his lip. Got hard. What? You didn't think I didn't notice just because I didn't say anything? No. You were just too shy at the time. You would have overreacted and Mommy would have had to punish you. And yeah, this is a much better idea. Letting you believe you were a sneaky little rebel this whole time. Which, I mean, I might believe if it, if you managed to, say, not whine, if I started, scratching behind your ear. Yeah, Mommy didn't think so, but Puppy's the one who needs convincing, huh? Well then, let's start with these, okay? That's right. You remember these, don't you? Mommy's big breasts. Mommy certainly remembers you biting them the first time she asked for a kiss. But puppy's not silly enough to do that again, is he? Or is he? You must have noticed I've put your leash down, baby. Maybe this is the moment you've been biding your time for? If so, what are you waiting for? Are you wondering what I'll do if you try it? No, baby. Mommy doesn't want you to have nightmares. So, you'll just have to decide for yourself. Good boy. Such a good boy. Mommy finally gives you a choice, and you make the right one. Mommy will need to teach her smart boy more tricks now, won't she? Oh, sweetheart. Did Mommy scare you? I'm sorry, baby. I know choices are scary. I won't do it again, I promise. Now, you just lurk and suck while Mommy takes care of your cock. Oh my. How did this happen? Was it your tail wagging? Walking up here? Mommy's tits? Well, you're not gonna last too long, are you, boy? Alright, just a simple countdown, then. Puppy can count to 10 at least. Yeah? Good boy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. What comes after that? I know it starts with an O. I don't think I can get this. What comes after 2? Poor puppy. Oh, just waiting for that number. Oh! 1. So that's how puppy looks on the edge. Look at your little toes. Oh, you're such a crybaby. All right. Come. Come now. Come for mommy. Good boy. Keep coming. That felt good, didn't it, baby? You don't have to move. Mommy knows you're tired. Just say, ah. What? You don't like it? Oh, you'll get used to it, sweetie. And if you keep up your good behavior, Mommy will feed you other treats, too. Doesn't that sound nice? Good boy. My palm, too. And between my fingers. I'll take that as a yes. Now, does my shy little puppy want to sleep in his new cage, or... No? You'd rather stay with Mommy? Yeah? Good boy. Come here. Give Mommy your belly. Puppy likes that, doesn't he? And your little ear. Relax now, puppy. Listen to Mommy's voice. Let Mommy take